Woo, sorry about that. Good morning. It is 8:16 on the Finger Lakes Morning News on this Friday morning. A beautiful weekend coming up. It's going to be hot, hazy, humid, chance of showers, and sounds like a good weekend to get out on the lake or lakes and enjoy some watercraft boating, whatever you want. But what happens if something breaks down? Well, here to talk about it, our good friend Dave White from New York Sea Grant. Dave, good afternoon.
Good morning, young man. How are you today?
I am well for an old guy, you know, creaking and cracking at O'Dark 100 when I get out of bed and take the dog for a walk before coming in. But, yeah, it's, you know, you don't think of it. Everybody's out there. I don't know how they can afford to put gas in the boat these days, but be that as it may, they are out there and enjoying the water. And obviously, you know, just like driving a car or a truck or what have you, something could happen out there, and then you got to figure out what you do.
You know, yeah, it is. It's one of those things that we often don't talk about that, you know, we thought, you know, because boating has become so much more popular, we have a lot of new folks out there, you know, it's something you have to think about. You know, you do on the road, you know, you think about, okay, if I had to get towed, or am I a member of an auto club or what I might be, you know, well, what do I do on the water? You know, who do I call? You know, and it's not Ghostbusters in this case, you know, Dave and myself. So, you know, planning in advance just to say, what if something happened? You know, first thing you always have to say whenever you're in an emergency situation, whether it be a medical emergency or a mechanical, you know, make sure everybody puts their life jacket on, just because now you're moving around the boat, you got, you know, everybody's a little stressed. So make sure everybody's got the life jacket on. Do the assessment of what, you know, what's going on. If it's a medical emergency, immediately call 911 so you can engage our good friends in blue, the auxiliary, Coast Guard, state police, you know, sheriff, whomever it may be. So get ready, make that determination, and then, you know, if you've got to, you're going to have to call the tow company in, which you have to do on the water as well as on the road.
Are there tow companies that operate off of every lake, or is it like when you call a tow truck on land where they show up, you may get one from Syracuse coming to Auburn to pick you up, or vice versa? How does it work?
There's a couple of companies that are out there, and this is, you know, doing a little due diligence in advance of, you know, doing an online search to see who's closest to you. Towboat US, which is operated in partnership with our good friends at Boat US, and SeaTow are the two primary commercial companies that are out there. There's also sometimes local, you know, companies that might be on your lake or in your region that will deal it. And so, you know, if you don't know, obviously it's a 911 call, and they will be able to say, here's who we need to get you in contact with. But you can check and, you know, then have that number with you for either Towboat US, or you can go online and, you know, ask for their help, or SeaTow. You know, the great people to ask always in these circumstances is your local marina or your local marine dealer. You know, our great Boating Industry Association folks across the Finger Lakes, they'll be able to help you and say, here's who you want to contact, or, you know, or they can get you in touch with somebody that can provide that service to you.
Yeah, and obviously, as you say, 911 is there, and of course the sheriff's office all have their marine patrols, and hopefully, you know, if you run into a situation when you're on, say, Owasco Lake, that the Cayuga County Sheriff's Office is out on Owasco Lake and maybe not on Cayuga Lake, so there's always that. But is there a difficulty in towing boats when you think of the different size ones, whether it's a, you know, like a pontoon party boat or a, you know, like a cruiser or what have you? Obviously, there could be some difficulties in towing different size boats to shore to get them to safety.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, again, folks just have to be thinking, okay, so now you're in somewhat of an emergency standpoint. You know, you have to be towed in. I just saw this last week on our lake in the Finger Lakes, a boat out in front of the cottage broke down. He was with some friends, and I watched the pontoon boat get towed back by a jet ski. Because you're going slow, it's just, you know, it's almost on the water once you get the movement going. So, you know, a small boat can tow a relatively large boat. But, again, you want to think it through. If you've never done this before, is, you know, you want to tie to the eye in the front of the boat, not to the chalk on the side of the boat, you know, because that's not what it's designed to do. So you just have to think that through. You want to be safe, make sure everybody's, you know, sitting down, you know, those kind of things as you're doing it. And also realize if the sheriff or, you know, again, one of our good friends in blue does come out, they're not going to tow you. I mean, they've got other focus to work on. They'll help get someone to you. And we're really fortunate with boating that, you know, as grumpy as I am when I'm, you know, not on a boat, I'm really friendly when I'm on a boat, and I think most of us are. you know, and the Good Samaritan, you know, act covers us, and the Good Samaritan takes over that. You know, a lot of times when you're out on the lake, and trust me, I grew up spending a lot of time on Seneca Lake being towed back with the boat that we had that really, you know, had more mechanical problems than I can care to remember in my older age.
They started calling you Gilligan, did they?
Great. Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that just came to mind is, you know, the fact that, so many families who are really inexperienced maybe rent a boat for a weekend, you know, take it out on the lake, and then something happens. And we had the incident yesterday about a mile offshore of the Sodus Point Lighthouse, where a family of four from Horseheads were out on kayaks, and all of a sudden they end up in the water, and the Wayne County Sheriff's Marine Unit had to do a rescue, and that narrowly was, you know, avoided a tragedy. And, you know, you could have a similar situation on the Finger Lakes, where, you know, a family who's a little inexperienced with handling a boat runs into a problem, and that kind of compounds the issue.
Absolutely. And, you know, those are two great examples, and that's where, you know, as, you know, the person in charge of whatever kind of craft you're out on, you know, those folks that were out on Lake Ontario, that's an emergency basis. That's a 911 call. You need to get emergency folks out of there to help you get out of the water. That's a emergency recovery rescue event, where, you know, a boat that's out on Owasco or, you know, Seneca, Cayuga, Lamoka, Juanita, you know, pick your favorite Finger Lake. You know, if it's mechanical, then it's going to be looked at a little bit differently. And also just, you know, let folks know, just like it is on the highway, towing a boat with a private company, a commercial company, is not inexpensive. You know, you're going to run into several hundreds of dollars because, you know, there's a lot more that goes involved in it, especially depending on where you are and where you need to be towed back to. So you might want to check with your insurance company, because a lot of insurance companies provide, you know, like many do, a rider that you can actually get a towing rider for, you know, a minimal amount to add on to your insurance, so that your insurance will cover a good share of the cost to tow your boat back. And also realize, if you're asking a Good Samaritan or somebody, they're probably going to tow you to shore. They may not, you know, they're not going to tow you from one end of Seneca Lake to another. So if you're down off Watkins Glen and you want to get back to Geneva, you're probably going to get towed to Watkins Glen and then have to make a phone call for somebody to come and pick you up. I mean, that those are the things that just you need to be thinking about and be aware of, and just, you know, again, it's an emergency. You got to make things happen. But, you know, the nice thing about being on the water, you do have a problem, you know, give the emergency wave, put your flag upside down. That's why we always talk about flares and the emergency flags, so that if you do have a problem, you can also get the attention of other boaters, and there's no one friendlier than other boaters.
And lastly, if something unforeseen does happen, you just hope that there's, you know, not alcohol involved, and there, you know, it just drives home the message not to drink and boat, the same as not to drink and drive.
Yeah. I, you know, what I share with a lot of folks is, you know, being out on a boat is like driving the car with the family or driving the RV. It is really the same thing. And you know, the rules of the road, as we talk about them, all those things carry over. Boat, you know, BWI laws, you know, the person driving the car is the person in charge. The person operating the helm of the boat is the person in charge. And if you do have a problem, just, you know, take a breath for 30 seconds. It'll be okay. There's a lot of people out there to help you. You've got your 911 call. We've got our emergency, our good friends in blue, but also, you know, other boaters, your marine dealer, your marine sales service folks. They're all going to be out there to help you out. So take the breath. See what, you know, kind of get an assessment of the situation. It's going to work out, and you're still going to be able to have a fun day of boating. That's what it's all about. Don't let it ruin your day.
Absolutely. And let's hope everybody has a good weekend of boating this week and every weekend through the summer. Dave, as always, a lot of great information, and we appreciate it and look forward to talking again soon.
Great talking to you, Steve. Have a great weekend. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Happy Independence Day, my friend.